This is episode 2009 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself this space and this time today to meditate. I'll be sharing with you a meditation technique you can take into your meditation ritual today. And this week, it's all about breathing techniques, using the power of your breath to calm your mind and your body. And I just got off an interview with another podcaster who has a podcast called Attention to Detail. It's by Jacob Joyce. He is the associate conductor of the Indianapolis Symphony. And he is a young guy. He's only 27, but he is so dynamic in his passion for sharing classical music. And that's what his podcast, Attention to Detail, is all about. So the two of us were talking on the podcast as he interviewed me about meditation and classical music and how they both can relax your mind and your body. And during our conversation, it came up how both meditation and listening to classical music can often seem intimidating. And this brought me back to something I used to share with you when I first started my own podcast about how my favorite way to meditate, and the reason I share meditation with you the way I do, is because I think it's so important to have your meditation ritual be a little rough around the edges. In other words, don't be intimidated by your meditation ritual. And Jacob Joyce tries to share appreciation for classical music in the same way, where it's not something that's this high art, way out of someone's league. It is approachable, and meditation is the same way. So if you simply listen to the podcast and do the techniques I share with you every day as you go about your day, and you don't really actually settle yourself down to give yourself a meditation where you might do the technique, don't worry. We all start somewhere. And the more you expose yourself to meditation and classical music or any other endeavor, the more you feel relaxed and comfortable with it. So you can actually meditate in the midst of a crowd. And if you remember, my children were much younger when I first started my podcast, and I was still busy driving them around, rushing around. And so I didn't have a lot of time to meditate, but I made it happen while I was waiting for their soccer practice to finish. I would sit in the car and meditate. And there were car doors slamming all around me as kids were running in and out of their cars to practice. I would meditate while I was waiting for them in the car line at school. I'd have to get there half an hour early if I wanted to get a decent place in line. And I could hear people talking. Sometimes it was so hot I couldn't keep my car running for half an hour. So I would turn off my engine and just deal with the hot weather. I live in Florida, so it was often really hot. And this really helps me now. It's kind of like a boot camp. Just think of your meditation ritual, if you're new, as you go through a little boot camp experience, and it eventually smooths out. You eventually have more time as your life calms down. You probably have a lot of time right now, but you might not have a lot of uninterrupted time. I know people who go into their closet, close the door, and they meditate. They often play some soft music to drown out the noise of their children, maybe yelling and playing. They do whatever they have to do to make it happen. And it does happen. And you get a little measure of more peace, energy, and clarity. That is precisely the reason why on this podcast, I share just the simple techniques with you, and of course the insight, because in our culture, we like information. We like to know why things work. I'm talking about my own culture in the United States. Most Western cultures are like that. I lived in Asia, as you know, Japan, for many years, and it wasn't like that. People didn't really question a lot of ancient traditions like meditation. The whole culture was pretty much structured around these concepts, so there wasn't a lot of instruction. I remember sitting in my tea ceremony a lot of the time wondering what was going on, and everybody else around me, I was the only foreigner, seemed to just, you know, be fine with everything we were doing and learning. So I share instruction with you, and I always share a technique with you, because sometimes when you're new to meditation, a technique is just perfect for you. On the Sip and Om meditation app, I mentioned that to you in each episode because some of you want more. You want the full guided meditation, and that's what I share on the Sip and Om meditation app. It's yours to try for 2 weeks, free access to the full app of over 2,000 meditations. As I record this, you might be able to hear my dog barking in the background. Like I said, life happens. Move forward anyways. So your technique today involves a breathing technique, because that's what we're about this week, is breathing awareness. And also, it's a Thursday, and every Thursday I share with you a chakra. Don't be alarmed by that word if you're not sure what a chakra is. Chakras are simply areas within your body where you hold your emotions and your memories. You recall memories throughout your entire life. Certain experiences still cause emotions within you that you may have experienced long ago. They still impact you. So certain chakras harbor certain emotions. The focus this week is your heart chakra. It's located right at your chest, at your heart. And the emotions associated with your heart chakra, the positive emotions, are love, gratitude, and compassion. These are powerful, desperately needed emotions at this moment as we experience a global pandemic. So as you do your breathing technique today, focus on this area of your body and visually send out love, gratitude, and compassion for the world right now. Maybe there's someone you know specifically that could use a little extra support. Send your heart chakra love and gratitude. And the color associated with this chakra is green, the nurturing color of green. It's an expansive color. Expand with the qualities of love, compassion, and gratitude. So, as you do your breathing technique today, combined with your love and gratitude focus, visualize someone or the world at large who needs your support. And as you inhale, encircle them with these wonderful emotions of love, gratitude, and compassion. You could visualize them gently enveloped in a soft green color, holding them, nurturing them, healing them. And as you exhale, exhale tension, pain from the world or from this person. You are doing such great things for yourself right now and for others. We need your love, your compassion, your gratitude. With each inhale, surround the world. With each exhale, release the tension and the pain. You are so worth slowing down for.